Well, yeah, a lot of times I'd have to go in. They'd have a car over the end of the elevator. They would fill the elevators with cars at the thing, and they would start counting. I guess even forgetting, you'd end up with a car over the right over into the lake.
So used and then what happens?
Well, I used to go in there, and if it was loaded, I'd have to go in, and we had a vaculator. It sucked the grain out of the hoppers, so we would stick the pipe in there, and it was a giant vacuum, and suck the grain out.
Would it be submersed in the water, or just sort of clinging to the edge?
Some of them we had. One winter we had one time, I remember it was in January, and they couldn't find the car, and they found two that were under in the water. They had a scuba diver who went down. It was dark. There was a hole chopped, and he turned the crane. We had a big hook there, and he dropped the hook down in the water. And then he was down there for a while. It seemed like ages. And then he came up, and he went. So we started going up, and all of a sudden he came up. The ice started moving. All of a sudden a boxcar came up out of the ice. So it was cold. It was January, I think. I think we were there about 20 hours or something. It was cold.
Who was responsible for that, do you think? I'm sure there was a big argument about who was responsible for it.
I don't know. I don't want to get in.
I don't mean names, but
somebody must have miscounted.
And who's responsible for counting?
I guess
the railway or the
elevator? I guess the guy
that's
filling the track up.
So a railway guy?
I don't know how that one came off the side, because it was over to the side. I don't know how that one went in. I could see the one on the end, because the track would end and they just pulled it over.
Yeah.